Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, temperatures at 80 degrees.
That's the high for the day. We'll stay dry through the day as well under partly sunny skies.
Well, that manhunt continues in Barron County at this hour for 43-year-old Brad Young. He's the police officer from Waupun, wanted by the Green Lake County Sheriff's Department for burglary and theft. He's on the run. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald says Young was spotted there last night.
We were advised of a subject that had stole the car from the Waupun area and did a burglary and fled from police down there. We located his vehicle on Highway 53 in Barron County yesterday afternoon at 5:30, attempted to stop that vehicle. The subject fled. He ended up crashing his car into a wooded area and just between Rice Lake and Cumberland, just off of Highway 48.
SWAT teams from several counties have been involved in that continuing search for Officer Brad Young.
An environmental cleanup firm from Green Bay was called in this morning to clean up a diesel fuel spill at the Western Shore truck stop on County V south of Sheboygan. The Sheriff's Department said a semi, which was involved in a traffic accident in Ozaukee County, sustained a puncture to its fuel tank unbeknownst to the driver as he traveled north around 3 a.m. He pulled off the interstate at County V and into the truck stop where the leak was detected and plugged. Town of Wilson Fire Department Chief Brian Schmidt said his department and county highway personnel began cleanup on affected roadways along with the truck stop until Schrader Environmental Services arrived. He estimated around 80 gallons spilled at the truck stop alone. The semi was back on its way to J.L. French by 6 o'clock, with final cleanup at the truck stop completed around 7:30.
Sheboygan City Council last night approved a compromise agreement in which Evergreen Park will accommodate both skiers and the Rotary's Making Spirits Bright holiday light display this winter. Conflicts had arisen as the Rotary attempted to expand that popular display for the upcoming season. Jim Van Akron, who helps groom the ski trails, told aldermen during their meeting last night that both groups have been meeting with city officials and have come up with what appears to be a workable plan.
For a long time, it looked like there was going to be some difficulty resolving this issue. And through a great deal of work by some of the groomers, they found some alternatives that might very well work.
Alderman then formally approved that compromise plan.
The issue of covering costs for not installing sidewalks along Pine Street in the town of Sheboygan Falls remains unresolved between the town and city of Sheboygan Falls. Last month, the town board acted to remove the project from the non-motorized grant program following opposition from street residents. During the board's meeting last evening, Sheboygan Falls Mayor Randy Meyer said that decision will cost around $35,000 for the state DOT to restock project supplies. He did ask if the town would assist the city in paying for this, but town chairman Stephen Bowers said their records do not show any agreement signed by the town with the city regarding the project. Thus, the board took no action towards helping with restocking costs.
Well, opening statements in the court-martial of Nidal Malik Hassan, the Army major facing the death penalty for the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, which claimed the life of a number of people, including a soldier from the city of Kiel. Evan Brown is at Fort Hood, and he's got the details.
The government's opening statement mentioned only briefly that Hassan acted with a jihadist's intent. He shouted Allahu Akbar before firing his weapons. They also mentioned that after the shootings, when investigators took possession of Hassan's computer, they found internet searches on dates leading up to the shootings. Those searches included terms like killing and Quran and innocence and Quran.
A 9-year-old boy was killed when he fell from the back of a utility task vehicle and went under an attached brush mower. Derek Landowski died in the mishap, which occurred just before 3 yesterday afternoon near Fenimore in Grand County. Authorities said Derek and two other kids were riding on the back of the utility vehicle, and it was towing a brush mower that was running. Derek stood up to grab a walnut from a tree when he fell off the vehicle and went under the mower. He died at the scene.
A youth sports field in Appleton, no longer named in honor of Alex Rodriguez, the Yankee slugger suspended for 211 games yesterday for violations of the baseball drug program. Appleton Field was named for Rodriguez in 2003. A-Rod had played 65 games for Appleton back in 1994. He hit .319 with 14 homers there before he was promoted to a Double-A team in Florida.
A Pennsylvania man was just in court this morning after a deadly shooting spree at a town meeting. We get more from Jeff Manasso.
Police in Ross Township, PA, say a long-standing feud with the town board over the condemnation of Rockne Newell's ramshackle property likely led him to open fire last night on a town hall meeting, killing three and injuring others.
He then retreated out of the building, went to his car. He secured a handgun, and he made his way back into the building.
The alleged gunman later tackled, shot with his own gun, and held until police arrived. A court recently put Newell's property up for sale. The 59-year-old arraigned this morning on murder charges. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Governor Scott Walker reacting to the news of the DNR killing a fawn at the very place it was taken to be protected, an animal shelter. Fully armed DNR officials raided the no-kill shelter July 15th and euthanized the fawn named Giggles to prevent the spread of disease. The governor says it's worth reexamining that policy.
Earlier today, I ordered a number of cabinet members to come in and put together a policy. We're not ready to announce that. They're looking through the details of how to make that happen. But my charge to them was, going forward, I don't want to ever see something like that again.
It is against Wisconsin law for individuals to keep wild animals without a permit. Might have handled that one a little differently.
A little differently, probably.
You're headed to the National Night Out tonight?
Yes, Fountain Park, taking place in the city of Sheboygan. Fountain Park gets underway at 6. Walk around the neighborhood at 6:30.
All right. Should be good. How about the forecast? Should be nice.
Should stay dry through the evening.
Okay.
Partly sunny through the rest of the day. A high near 80.
Currently, we are at 80 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on News Radio 1330.